Jerry Bader Show 949. What I consider the other major ruling, the domestic partner registry, in my mind, is not a major ruling, it being upheld. The other major ruling is on a 5-2 ruling, the state Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of Act 10, Governor Scott Walker's Public Union Reform Act. This effectively puts an end to the legal challenges of Act 10. In other words, and I'm going to say it this way, we win. This war is over. The bitterness will linger for decades, but this war is over. Act 10 is constitutional. There are no further venues for the opposition to take their case. It's done. Now, interesting, 5-2 and not 4-3, that's because Pat Crooks went with the majority, but not without saying this. The damage to public employee unions due to Act 10 was unnecessary. It was a it is a departure from Wisconsin's strong tradition. But since he saw nothing in the law that was unconstitutional, he said he was obligated to uphold it. Well, that's refreshing. That is refreshing. In her dissent, Justice Ann Walsh Bradley said the majority opinion diluted public workers' constitutional right to freedom of association. The majority has opened the door for the state to withhold benefits and punish individuals based on their membership in disfavored groups. It does no such thing. They are free to assemble as unions. However, it's not unconstitutional to say the state can limit the negotiating power of those associations, those unions, its employer. That's all that it says. So, at least, Crooks was honest and said, look, I don't like this, but I have to uphold it. And Walsh Bradley said, I don't like this, so I'm not going to uphold it. But she lost 5-2. I believe Abramson's the other vote, not surprisingly. I want you to consider two things. First, look at what the left put this state through for something that ultimately was ruled constitutional by every damn court, and I don't even remember how many there have been now, to take it up. You can go ahead and hate it. That's fine. But to go through the protests, to go through the stalking of Scott Walker and Rebecca Clayfish, to go through the recalls, including a ill-fated and ill-advised gubernatorial recall, and by ill-advised, I mean politically for their own side. So what does this mean? Does this mean they're going to go away? No. This means, quite frankly, this could have an unintended, at least for conservatives, an unintended benefit for liberals. They may be more energized for November. That is something to think about. Because the only way they can win now is that they consider a last resort when the courts don't work for them, and that's the ballot box. They prefer the courts over the ballot box. But their last resort now is the ballot box. Knowing now that it's over, that they cannot undo Act 10. And by the way, and I know I'm not the first to bring this up, but I haven't brought it up in a while. You notice how Republicans are told to just let Obamacare go? Just let it go. You can't undo it. You shouldn't try to undo it. It's a duly passed law. Blah, 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 blah. What have liberals in Wisconsin done with Act 10? They've tried everything in their power to undo it. So the only thing left now is the ballot box. But think of, you wonder why Wisconsin's economy is to some degree underperforming the region. Look at the uncertainty they've cast over this state. Look at what all they did and for nothing, the millions spent along the way in a, just an incredibly childish temper tantrum. Now for the state Supreme Court, next year Ann Walsh Bradley is up for re-election. I predicted something more than a year ago now. After Pat Rogensack was re-elected, that this all this talk about a divisive Supreme Court would vanish. Because what did we hear about Rogensack? Well, we just need a change. We just need a change on the court. We just need a change. No, this isn't partisan. The only way to heal this rift, we have got to change the dynamic of the court. Really? Oh, yeah? Well, that vanished. All of that talk of the rancor and the dysfunctionality of the state Supreme Court vanished when Rogensack won. Why? Because the next string of candidates up for re-election are liberals. They're not going to campaign on change now. I called Rob Menzer of the Wausau Daily Herald out on this. Are you going to call for change when it's Ann Walsh Bradley's turn in 2015? No, of course you're not. You're not going to hear anything. This is going to be very interesting to see how they play this. The dysfunctionality card is gone. They don't want to play that because they're not looking for change now. They're looking for the status quo. So how the hell do they do that? Now they want to maintain the status quo because they don't want to lose a liberal seat. And do you think conservatives will play the game of liberals and time for a change, divisiveness, time for a change, divisiveness? No, they won't. They should, but they won't. I haven't checked this recently, but I don't think they can play that card again until 2017. That, I believe, is when Annette Ziegler is up. I think that's the first they can play it. And everything will have changed by then anyway, and that a lot could change. But that's another thing to watch. This whole thing about divisiveness. Just gone. Rancor and this and that. Because they can't use that card to say that, well, that's why we just need a change. We need to get that person off the court. We just need to change the dynamic. Not now. They won't say that now. Which goes to my point 2A. Elections matter. Remember how close we came to Justice Joanne Kloppenberg. I mean, it was close. It was really close. Because they fought to the nail. They demonized David Prosser. Just think about all of that. We have a lot to get to in the next hour, including Senator Ron Johnson. It's 9:58.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.